Golden is hurt.
Yeah, that does not look good right there.
At that happened, man, of course I was down for a little bit, but got to work hard to try to become a better man from it.
What a catch by David Johnson.
But Johnson is down.
I think the biggest thing is not taking anything for granted. Now I really think about how thankful I am to be playing this game, because any time, any play, it could be my last.
It is Cardinals Underground, the podcast. Paul Calvisi, Darren Urban, Kyle Odegaard. Phase one is underway. Season one is underway for Steve Wilks, the brand new head coach.
It's good to have everybody back, because I think there's a lot of things that people want to know about this team. I think there's a lot of things the players want to know about how this team is going to go, and I think some of that's still vague, but at least we've gotten started a little bit.
Here we go, ready, hit!
Today was a good day for us. It wasn't great. It wasn't average. I saw some great things. I saw some things that make me want to go home and drink heavily.
Make sure there's a caller on the bar.
As Coach Wilks always says, you know, today is the day. We win the day. So every day we get out of bed to get better.
I worked hard to get to the NFL, man. I was literally a little kid, 6 years old, thinking about making it to the NFL my whole life. Every day, waking up, thinking about making it to the NFL my whole life. I care about my family, how they see me on the field and off the field, of course, but I care about my kids growing up and knowing that their dad went hard and laid on the line every day. So, and that's what I do it for. That's what I get up and go hard every day for. I usually get up around 5:45, 6 o'clock, and try to make sure I'm out the house by at least 6:30. I'm an early bird, get it over with and be able to focus on the next thing for the day.
Came a long way from sharing rooms with my brother, yeah. My mama worked a double, yeah.
This ride helps me out a lot, too, for us just riding in the morning. And since I tore my ACL and get up in the morning, be able to think about everything, think about where I come from in life, how hard I got to work today. When I drive to work, when I usually drive, either my mom or dad give me a call. Sometimes both of them. I love them. I wouldn't be here without them. And they worked hard to get me where I'm at today. Actually, speaking of my mom, she calling now. Hello?
Good morning, Marcus Golden.
Hey, mother, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm heading in to work now. Finna go get it in, Mom. You know how we do it.
I know, go grind hard, baby.
Yes, man. How you feeling, though? You okay?
Yes, I feel really good.
Mom, this dad called on the other end. I'm gonna talk to him for a little bit. I'm gonna call you as soon as I get to the facility. I love you.
Okay, I love you too. Work hard, baby.
Okay.
Boss, can you hear me?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
You and Mommy end up calling at the same time.
Okay, then give you the word of motivation. Now, you know we're going to motivate you every morning. I love you, man. Have a great morning. Let's go hard and rumble. Young man, rumble.
Yes, sir. Love you, too, Dad. Yes, sir. I hear you.
All right.
That's my dad, man. One of the realest dudes we'll ever meet. Going to always keep it 100 with you and never tell you a lie. Even if it'll hurt your feelings, he's going to always keep it real with you. That's one thing I appreciated about my dad my whole life. Just that blessing moment every day. You get to open the gate and be in the NFL and be playing for the Arizona Cardinals. So this moment right here means more than people know for me right here, opening up this gate. Once it happened, I just knew that it was something bad, because I never felt like that before. I knew my ACL was torn. Your life changed, so it's gonna hurt if you care about it. Really, I'm just gonna come back and do what I always do, be a playmaker. I was drafted here to make plays and help the team win, and that's what I'm here for. I'm one of the leaders on the team. I'm one of the players on the team that expected the ball out and help us win. That's just who I am. It's been going real good. Chad says it's going too smooth, so he said he get a little nervous when stuff go too smooth. So, but it's going great, and I'm just gonna keep working. Ain't nothing like Sunday when you get to get out there and play and put all your work on the field. So I'm just looking forward to just getting back on track and actually living like an athlete instead of a guy that's waking up worrying about his knee every day. I expect to be ready by the time season starts.
It's an exciting time right now. The guys came back, of course, last week, and it was so great to get them back in the building.
Can't wait to get started. Can't wait to get on the field. Looking at the defense.
Ready, go.
It's just the sky's the limit for us.
I was more excited than anything just to get back in the facility with the guys and just to see everyone, see the new faces, you know, introduce myself again to even some of the coaches that I haven't met yet.
The coaches are doing an outstanding job implementing and teaching the system. In all three phases, offense, defense, and special teams.
I'm excited to be back here with the whole squad, everybody in the building.
Right now, we're still developing pieces, so they're just teaching little things right now. So I'm just very excited to see what our roles are coming forward.
And the players have been doing a tremendous job for us. They're focused, locked in, very attentive in the meetings, and it's been great participation.
Team, all three, one, two, three.
Team.
Were you surprised that the injury took as long? Or I know they were being cautious with people. Are you surprised it took so long maybe to heal? Or?
No. It's a wrist injury, and especially after reading up on it, learning some stuff, I found out that it's a difficult injury to really come back from, especially with all the little bones, all the little ligaments in it. But it's 100%. I've been benching, and I've been doing push-ups. I've been doing everything as far as everyone else has been doing.
What's been your up-close impression of David Johnson?
Well, I think the biggest thing with David, you guys can see it. You guys been around here longer than I have, man. He's just an outstanding individual. Works hard, dedicated to his craft. He's going to come in. He's so excited right now just to be back.
Man, it's no secret that he's a special talent. He's a special running back, and we definitely need him to make our offense go.
He's a freak. Let's let me put it to you that way. I have to protect David from David, to be honest with you. Because he always wants to load the ball with more and more and more weight.
It was a good day. It was good to finally be back with the team, doing team activities. And especially competing with each other. Because of the new coaching staff, the new offensive playbook, all the new scheme that we have to learn, this ring is very important for us. And not just that, with all the new players we have on the team, in the front of me, the linemen, the receivers, new quarterbacks. So it's going to be a very important offseason for me. I'm back to 100%, but also I'm learning. And also I'm a lot smarter than I was. I feel like they're going to get an even better David Johnson from the 2016 season.
David Johnson, he's never been hit by a paintball before. So.
We're going to see.
We'll see what's going to happen.
If I come tomorrow with some welts on my body.
Big welts. Bruising.
Our coach challenged us to, you know, learn some of the new faces around the locker room, learn some of the names, and I took it upon myself to actually invite the guys out here to the American Paintball Coliseum over in Phoenix.
You don't be out there not doing nothing. Hitting the wall.
Everyone on the team has different personalities. You got guys that are very playful, goofy, or you kind of guys that are serious with straight faces at all times. So it was cool to see some of the players that are usually straight-faced coming out there with big eyes, and you can tell the excitement that they have from playing. And a lot of them came up to me and said, "Hey, Chandler, thank you for doing this. You know, I needed this."
I'm ready to battle, man.
You know what time it is.
Let's go, guys, let's go. Let's go, we started.
I feel like events like this, it brings the team closer. And once you have a team that's close bonded, you play better as a team.
Buddha.
Things like this, you kind of get to know the guys more and you get more familiar with them, and it helps you definitely on the field for sure.
Wipeout! It's a Call of Duty.
I'm scared, y'all. I don't want to do this, bro. I'm scared. I'm turning back.
Oh, yeah! It's time to rock and roll! Move up! OG, I'm coming for you! Oh yeah!
I hit him in the foot! OG, you're out!
Ah, I shot myself! Let's go! We did it!
Yeah.
Team Chandler!
I consider myself as one of the leaders on the team. I feel like it's my job for sure to take on roles like this and get the guys together. I feel like the spring is the best for this team, and that's when you get in shape. That's when you bond and gel together as a team. This is where it all starts.
As a general manager, the draft every year is your Super Bowl, and it's your chance to improve this football team.
The Arizona Cardinals select